Welcome to Secrets of the City, the show where we uncover the stories behind the people who work in the highly lucrative yet enigmatic jobs of the City of London. I'm your host, Ayush Santalia.
Last time we spoke about how to write the perfect CV. Another important part of the application process is the cover letter. Now, if I had to pick between the CV and the cover letter in terms of what is more important, I would definitely say the CV. Usually the way it works when you're assessing candidates is you read a CV first, and then if someone kind of gets past that CV stage, you'll then have a brief scan of the cover letter. And this does vary firm by firm. Some firms don't even ask for a cover letter, or the cover letter is not important at all. Other firms place a lot of importance on the cover letter. But I think on average, I would say almost all companies will value the CV, and a strong CV is much more important than a strong cover letter. But having said that, if you are one of those candidates whose CV is kind of on the borderline and you're not really sure about whether or not they should go through to the interview, that's where the cover letter is really important, because it's the thing that could really tip you over the edge both ways. A good cover letter can obviously mean that you will get the interview, but equally a poor cover letter. And I've seen some cover letters where the candidate has written the name of the wrong company on the cover letter. So something like that, for example, would tip you totally the wrong way. So it is important to spend time writing the cover letter. But if I had to pick between writing a strong CV and writing a strong cover letter, I would much rather have a strong CV. But having said that, the cover letter is still a key part of the application process. And again, having assessed hundreds of cover letters in my time as a consultant, I do have some pretty clear bits of advice about what you should do to make sure that your cover letter positions you in the best way possible. The first is to make sure you structure your cover letter in a way that is easy to follow. And in particular, there are some things that you need to have pretty much in every cover letter, especially when you're applying for a graduate position. The first is why you specifically will be a good fit in consulting and a good fit kind of for the company that you're applying to, why the skills and the experiences that you've had will make you a strong consultant in the future. The second bit that you need to have in a cover letter is an explanation of why you think the company that you're applying for is the right company for you and why you think you're going to fit in. One of the things that companies look for, and this is often assessed in interviews, is your cultural fit within the organization. And if you're able to already demonstrate some of that insight in the cover letter, not only will it help you get through to the interview stage, but that research that you will have done in that process will also help you when it comes to actually performing in your interview and trying to kind of show that cultural fit within the company. And then the third thing which you should include in the cover letter is why you want to do consulting in this case, or why you want to do the job that you're applying for more generally. And this is important because it really helps to kind of convey your enthusiasm, and it really makes it more comfortable in the employer's mind that they're hiring someone who is going to stay with them for, you know, a long enough period of time. So those are the three things I think you need to have in your cover letter. And I'm going to go through each of those in a bit more detail. So when you're talking about why you will be a good consultant, I think it's really important that you clearly convey your strengths and the personal value that you will bring. And again, we spoke about on the CV episode how you shouldn't be afraid of showing off. The same applies for the cover letter. You need to really be able to kind of, not in an arrogant way, but you need to be able to convey very clearly why you think you will be good for the job at hand. And this is where you're able to really bring a bit of color around some of the specific bits of your CV. So usually people, like I say, will read a CV and a cover letter together, and so they should kind of complement each other as documents. And so, you know, for example, on your CV, you might have a specific section which is talking about you being president of some society, or a bit of work experience, you know, an internship that you did a couple summers ago. And in the cover letter, you can really begin to paint a picture and draw out some of the additional bits of information that you may not necessarily have been able to convey in your CV about those specific experiences. So the best way that I would suggest really being able to show your strength is you pick a specific experience, or maybe a couple of experiences from your CV, and go into a bit more detail around them. Really talk about the transferable skills that you developed in that experience. Talk about the impact that you had by doing that, and try and draw a parallel between that experience that you had and the skills that will be required in consulting. And again, try and use very clear language. You know, this should only be about a paragraph or so. And hopefully once I've read that first paragraph, I'll have a good sense of the skills that you will bring to the table and why I would want you in my organization, because, you know, you're going to be a real asset to the team that we're trying to build. The second topic that I mentioned that you need to cover in your cover letter is why a specific company is right for you. And I read a statistic the other day that the most important factor when an employer is deciding on a candidate is the cultural fit within the company. Do they really want to work there? Do the other people in the organization think that they can work with you, especially in consulting? You know, for example, you're working pretty long hours on certain nights. You might be kind of working till midnight. And you don't want to be working with people in your team who don't necessarily gel with the organization. And so it's important to show in your cover letter that you've done some research and that you really understand what the business stands for and what they value. And this is where it's super important that you actually do some extensive research. So you can get a lot of information about kind of the culture and the values of a company from a website. And another key way of doing research when writing your cover letter is to speak to someone in the organization. So again, I mentioned this in one of my earlier episodes when talking about interviews, but it is super valuable if you just reach out to people on LinkedIn or use your career service, use your alumni network, reach out to, you know, people like me as well. I'm happy to help and connect you to the right people. Do your research by speaking to people who are working in the company, and they can really give you a feel for the culture of the firm, you know, what the people are like, what kinds of events they have, what are the types of projects that they do, what is the way that they go about solving client issues. You know, the processes are very different from company to company, and maybe some of them resonate more with you than others. So it's super important that you do your research. And in fact, once you've spoken to someone, you can even kind of name drop them in the cover letter. And that often is a really useful thing to do because it shows that you've put in the effort and actually gone out and reached out to people to learn about the organization that you're applying to. And then the third thing that I mentioned you need to have in your cover letter is a short paragraph on why you want to do consulting. And the most important thing here is to try and tie it back to your experiences again as much as possible. You really want to try and convey a story through your cover letter. And if you're able to kind of draw trends between some of your previous experiences that you've done, you know, you were part of a consulting organization at university, or specific roles that you took on and the skills that you thought you'd develop in them, or maybe even you can paint a story about where you see yourself in the future and how consulting will help you get there. You know, maybe you want to start your own business in 5 or 10 years and you know that consulting will equip you with the right skills to tackle that initiative. So the most important thing here is to think about what your story is. And, you know, for example, let's say you didn't know you wanted to do consulting until a month ago when you went to a presentation or you spoke to someone. That in itself is a super valuable and important thing to show, because, you know, if your CV is full of television experience or software engineering experience, you do need to explain somewhere why you want to make the switch into consulting. And the cover letter is the perfect place to do that. So you really want to craft a story in terms of why you want to do consulting, why the experiences that you've had to date maybe point in that direction or why they don't point in that direction, and why consulting is going to help you achieve your future goals. And it's important to convey enthusiasm as much as possible in the cover letter. You know, you don't want to come across as someone who's super bored and is just kind of churning out a lot of cover letters. You want to really show that you're excited about going into the job that you might be interviewing for. So those are the three most important things that you need to have in a cover letter and kind of bits of advice behind each of them. The other couple of tips that I have in terms of the cover letter are a bit more practical. So the first thing is just to keep it short. As I say, people are reading lots of CVs and lots of cover letters when they're deciding whether or not to interview candidates. And the shorter a cover letter is, the more likely it is that you're going to get across the key messages that you want to convey. So, you know, 3 or 4 paragraphs, definitely not any longer than a page, is probably all you need to do, especially for a graduate position, in terms of a cover letter. My third tip is to get feedback in your cover letter. It's very easy when you write a cover letter yourself that you think you're conveying the key messages because it's all very clear in your own head. But when someone else looks at it with a fresh pair of eyes, they're able to offer you a perspective that you haven't necessarily been able to get. And not only in terms of spotting grammar or spelling errors that you haven't seen yourself, but also just in terms of the feeling and the tone that you get when reading a message. It's very difficult for you to assess that yourself because you've been spending days writing this cover letter and perfecting it and making sure that you cover all the key points, that you might actually lose some sight of the bigger picture. And as much as you can try, there's no substitute for getting a friend or a family member to read over your cover letter and making sure that you're able to tick off all the right points. The final tip I have, which you probably have already picked up actually, is to tailor your cover letter for the organization that you're applying to. I have seen just copy and paste cover letters where a candidate will mention the wrong company or even sometimes the wrong industry. And it's important, first of all, that you just do that general proofread before applying to any job, but also that you tailor the cover letter for the role that you're applying to. So obviously you're going to have that paragraph, which is you know, why you think you're going to fit in at the company, that is the best place to do this. But if you can, throughout the cover letter, try and change a few things here and there. Again, maybe specific bits of emphasis on skills or industries based on the consultancy that you're applying to. That is also helpful. So make sure that you tailor your cover letter for the organization that you're applying to, because that will again show that you've done your research and put in the effort and that you're a valuable candidate that is worth inviting to an interview. So those are my tips for writing a cover letter. The first, again, just to recap, is to structure it so that it's easy to follow. And the three key bits of structure that you need to have in any cover letter are why you think you're going to be good for the job and what you bring to the table, why the company that you're applying to is the right fit, and why you want to do consulting, and conveying excitement and enthusiasm around that career prospect. My second tip is to keep it short, definitely under a page, because it'll help you communicate the key messages as easily as possible to the reader. My third tip is to get feedback from other people, family members, friends, etc., because they're going to be able to provide you with a perspective on the cover letter that you can't really get yourself, a more high-level view of the messages that are actually being communicated versus what you think you're communicating. And my fourth is to tailor the cover letter for the organization and make sure you do a kind of basic proofread before you actually submit your cover letter to the employer. So hopefully you found that helpful. Thanks again for listening into this episode, and I'll see you next time.